views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about being stuck. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, let's get started. What happens when someone is stuck?
You know, over the years, that's one of the most common reasons people come to us. They say, I'm stuck. But when they say I'm stuck, then right out of their mouth after that, they know why. And it's usually always the wrong reason.
Huh.
You know, it's the truth is that when you're stuck, it's because of energies and emotions. Energies are emotions. Emotions, they're intangible, and these energies are intangible.
Oh, come on, Jason. Give me a pound of anger. Go ahead.
Exactly. We don't see those things, and if we're not feeling it in the moment, then we believe erroneously that it doesn't exist.
Mm.
But it's not the case. And the reason we've had such great success with our clients is because we can see those emotions sometimes when they can't. Now we've all been designed, so we should all be able to see it. And I use the word should. That's used as sort of a club a lot of times. I apologize for people that feel shamed when I say that. It's not my intention to shame anybody. The should comes from the idea that we all have intuition, and we all have this. It's a natural ability that has been systematically removed from us, numbed out, so that it's almost non-existent in a lot of people.
Well, you know what? I'm going to back up for just a moment. You say that emotions are energies and energies can be emotions. So, Jason, I realize that you and I are both really unique, but the bottom line is how do I, as a listener, understand that emotions, energies are attached to me?
One of the most common things that happens is that we believe that if we're feeling angry, if we're feeling guilty, if we're feeling afraid, that after that feeling passes,
it's gone.
The energy of that feeling is gone, but it's not.
Exactly. Exactly.
It sticks to you, and that energy needs to be removed in order for it to be...
for whatever's going on in your life to be resolved.
Yes.
And, you know, so Jason, why don't you give us some examples of being stuck. Let's put it together.
And some people are going to say, well, this is everything. And it probably is. But the first thing is being in a bad marriage, bad relationship. We hear that all the time. It's very common. There's all sorts of reasons for it. In order for there for change to happen, and sitting right here, right now, I can't tell you if you're a listener, if you're saying, oh, yeah, my marriage isn't so hot, whether it's something that you need to leave or something you need to work out. But if you start to change the energies in you, the clarity comes forward. The clarity starts to become present.
Or reveal itself.
Yes.
Yes. Well said. So does that apply to other things, Jason?
Yes. I was just going to get to that. Feeling stuck in a bad job. Oh, that I love that song, Take This Job and Shove It. We'll talk some more about that later. Unable to complete a project. How many people have that, whether it's You know, we just moved into a new house, and there's so much landscaping to be done. We're always out there. Anyways, it's we're trying to get that done. There's always a project that needs to be completed. If it's at work, you know, your boss said, I want this project done, and he gave you a terribly unrealistic deadline. I know that never happens. Barriers to any type of action. Procrastination with any task or situation. And here's the big one. Moving forward with any sort of important life project. We all get stuck with the life projects that we see are the most important to us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to tell on us, you know, we've been doing this energy work for over 18 years.
Right.
Together and separately. Most common thing that we still have to deal with is being stuck. And people think that if you're doing your heart's desire, if you're doing... Actually, I'm going to talk about it in the second segment, so I'm getting ahead of myself. But yeah, I'll just give you a little teaser here. But if you're doing your heart's desire, people believe that it'll just smooth out. Everything will be easy.
Wait a minute. Do your famous...
No. No, it doesn't work that way.
Oh, my gosh. If I hear that from the other room, I know there's something not right. That was a little insight to Jason. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, she hears me talking to clients. And so she hears the no. But that's when we're just uncovering these misconceptions. Everybody, when they get stuck, they try and figure out what to do. What should I do?
Okay.
Wait. And they want to take action.
What should I do, Jason?
And again, it depends on the situation, and it depends on the energy. But if you look at the energy instead of the action, we've talked about this before. One of the big things that we love to do is when we go through the grocery line is to read the titles, read the headlines on the magazines as
right.
you go through the grocery line. And I'll be yelling at Patricia at the other end saying, hey, Patricia, you heard that one about having a great orgasm, you know, in the middle of the grocery store? That just tells you a little bit about me and how I have fun.
We're not going to go there. We're going to do a whole other show on that one at some point.
Those headlines are full of, well, if you have this problem, just do this.
Well, okay. But let's get back to the...
The point is,
what do I do means I have to take some sort of action. But the truth is, one more time, Jason.
It's the energy that has to change first.
Absolutely.
A bad marriage, bad job, you're trying to get a project done, you're doing your life purpose, and you can't move forward. Change the energy first.
Exactly. I have a little story. About, and I believe she was 98 years old, or she is 98 years old. We heard this on the TV the other day, that this 98 year old woman, the son was going to put her into
assisted living,
and she shot him, she killed him because she didn't want to go. That's action gone awry. I have to tell you, right out of the gate, that's action gone awry. She's going to prison. She's not even going to the rest home.
It's funny, and we shouldn't laugh, but the truth is that it wasn't a very good action on his behalf, and it may have been necessary.
Obviously didn't clear it, but yes.
What happens when you take action before the energy is ready?
Right.
There's always a form of self-sabotage.
Exactly.
So she didn't want to go into assisted living. She's going to go to jail. I mean, which we talk about assisted living on steroids.
Oh.
You know, it's even worse. What she wanted, what was needed in this situation is to change the energy.
Exactly. So, you know, more often, Jason, we feel stuck. When we feel stuck, we feel misread. I don't understand. What does that mean?
What it means is that the actual energy of why is far more deep-seated and profound than what we think it is.
Than the reading of what we're seeing right now.
Yes.
All right.
I have this awful job. It's because my boss is awful. And then we clear and clear and clear, and we feel a deep satisfaction with life.
Exactly. So
it could be that we have... this idea that the grass is greener, or your boss truly could be abusive. Why am I attracted to abusive situations?
Right.
Then you go back to your history and a form of guilt and shame, and I don't deserve.
Right.
Those are the issues that have to be cleared, and they're never cleared completely, but it creates the stage. It sets the stage for getting unstuck.
And for the clarity that you actually authentically want.
Exactly.
You know, that's a really big deal. So, and, you know, Jason.
Here's the other point.
Okay.
Before we go to the break. The more specific you are when you clear these things, in other words, you can clear being stuck. And that's an energy. Being stuck is an energy.
Yes.
But the more you go deeper, why are you stuck? Well, I don't feel like I deserve. I'm afraid of being judged. All these specific things, and we'll talk some more about these in next couple segments. The more specific you are, the more likely you are to have a better result.
So with all that said, what are the key points, Jason?
Being stuck is an energy that can be removed. Getting emotionally stuck is common, but most try to change a situation with strategies and techniques when the best way is to change the energy. Hmm. And that clearing specific energy is always the most effective.
I love that. I absolutely love that. So there's one more point. People are afraid of clearing because they're afraid of what they don't know. Or what they'll find. That was exactly right. So I just wanted to in that point. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how changing the energy is the best versus strategies and techniques. By the way, that's a real mouthful. When it comes to being stuck, this is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about being stuck and why changing the energy is always the best first step. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, why is changing the energy the best when you're stuck?
Okay, so hold on to me because I'm going to go off on a little tangent and...
What a surprise.
If I get lost, bring me back.
All right.
In our culture, we don't believe in subtle energies. Mm. Subtle energies have to do with anger, hate, rage, bitterness, the divisiveness in politics. Why can't we just get along? Why can't we come together? Why can't we figure out solutions to problems? Why do we go to war? All these big issues are because of these subtle energies, but we seem to ignore those. We've never gone to war because of a program that said it was completely logical to do that. You know, we've never done that. We've done it based on emotions and fears and worries. Mm-hmm. And going to war is an extreme example. When we have negative situations in our life, it's almost always because of our emotions. And the people who think they don't have their emotions or they've got their emotions under control.
Wait a minute, I can't resist. No!
Doesn't work that way.
No, they're some of the worst, believe it or not.
If you've ever dealt, my dad was an engineer, so I'm going to talk about this. But, you know, engineers think they have their emotions under control. And, and they can be the most emotional with a veneer of logic.
Yes.
And so getting back to the point, I'm going to bring myself back here. Changing the energy is what is required in order for you to be unstuck. And you can take all sorts of actions that are probably wrong or won't work. I do have a story that's a good example. I was working with a client one time, and she was a small business person. She was trying to get the project done. Now, she was working with me about some personal issues, but she was working with a business coach also to help her get this project done. And the business coach went through all the you've probably heard a lot of these techniques. They were all strategies and techniques. Well,
things like baby steps and that sort of thing.
Baby steps and give yourself a reward. You know, set up the project into baby steps, and each time you achieve a baby step, give yourself a reward.
So that means I can be 10 pounds heavier at the end of the project? Is that what that means?
Well, that's another show.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not talking about weight loss now. But the other thing is that, you know, she made her accountable to the business coach. So she would set up a goal, and if she didn't make it, then she would have to account to this business coach. There's all sorts of techniques like this that are out there if you just Google it. But it wasn't working. I told her, well, hey, you know, you're stuck. Let's just change the energy. We did that. We changed the energy, and she was able to complete the project. Now, for this particular client, you know, I could see that some of the problems she had with getting this project done were more deep-seated than just this particular project, and required some more work, a lot more work, over a long period of time. But it's a great example of how changing the energy first creates clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And allows you to move in a way that is in your best interest.
And the other thing that it does, when you change the energy first, it helps you see whatever you're doing from different perspectives. When you're stuck, there's only one perspective, and the one that
yes,
it really hurts you. It hurts you emotionally and makes you feel even more shame. But when you change that energy, it does change the perspective about how to approach something, the way to look at something, and even the clarity about what to do about it.
If you're in a job that you're saying, oh, this job is awful, clearing off, and people will come to us with these kind of dilemmas. I don't know what I should do. Should I do this? Should I do that?
Right.
You know, I've got this job that's awful, you know, but it has these benefits. And I don't know if I should go with this other job or not. Well, we don't pretend to say, oh, I know the answer. We don't say that to people.
No.
We don't ever say that to people. We say, oh, well, let's clear the energy.
And then let's see what we see.
Less. And what happens is then they see
exactly
what they need to see to
exactly
make the decision. Because the decision is never our responsibility. It's always theirs.
Exactly.
So we try never to take that responsibility away from them. And it's so much more satisfying when you can clear the energy and then see it for yourself.
So, Jason, help me out here. The culture of programming creates the need to be perfect and numbs you to your feelings. Is that correct?
Imagine 10 kindergartners lined up, or first graders.
No, don't make me, but go ahead.
At a starting line. We don't say to them, to each one of those 10 kindergartners or first graders or whatever, we don't say, let's figure out who you are and where you're going in the world and then how that applies to the
whatever they're doing.
Right. What we say to them is, mm-hmm, and this is programming, we say, it doesn't matter how you feel. Let's see who can program themselves the best to do their homework, to do their homework on time, do their homework the way the teacher wants it to be so she can get an A or he can get an A. And we're taught that all the way through school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about who we are. When we go to our parents and say, I don't want to do my homework, they don't say, well, how do you feel about that? They say, you got to do your homework anyways. I don't care how you feel. You do your homework.
Well, and
that's programming.
That is programming. And the bottom line is that if you use the ecosystem approach, you would sit your child down, no matter what the age, and you'd say, let's clear so we can see what's standing in your way. You're still going to have to do your homework because those are the rules, but let's clear it so you can get the job done. You know, I have a perfect example of this one. And I was always told in my lifetime that I was never good at mathematics, that I just didn't have the ability to do it, and that I was then convinced I wasn't very smart. But if you give me music, if you give me availability, couldn't come up with that word, to take some sort of movement action, my gosh, even at my age, and especially when I was younger, you couldn't keep me down. If you understand true mathematics, authentic mathematics, you'll understand that music and all of it
is timing and rhythm
and all of that is done in a form of mathematics. And the bottom line is I was really good at it, but it took me until I was an adult because of programming to realize I was actually really good at it.
Because she was, when they programmed her to do it a certain way and she didn't do it that way, which if you know Patricia shouldn't surprise you, she was shamed.
Oh,
this is the culture of shaming. And
yes.
And then what do you do with that shame? Well, most of us numb out from it. We numb when we're told to do it, no matter how you feel about it.
Right.
What is that saying? You're saying learn how to numb yourself out from your feelings.
Yes.
And act, regardless of how you feel.
But it doesn't help you with the stupid factor, meaning that you believed you're stupid.
Exactly.
And oh,
that's the shaming part.
That is exactly. And it's so hard to deal with as an adult. So enough about me.
And by the way, she's great with rhythm, and I love to watch her dance. Here's the thing. I want to talk about our newsletter, because every newsletter we have we write down some clearings. And this week we're going to write down about some clearings about you can do when you're stuck. Now, everybody gets stuck, and to have this written down for you somewhere that you can go back to it over and over again.
Or listen to it.
Yes, is very, very valuable. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can listen to a recording of this show, but And we're going to do some clearing at the end. But to have this written down, you can have it on your smartphone, is really valuable. So go to our website at www.livinglighter.org and go to the newsletter tab and sign up for a newsletter. We just ask for your name and your email address.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points to this segment?
Changing the energy is always more important than strategies and techniques. You have to change the energy first. That the programming culture creates the need for perfection. You have to do it exactly this way. And if you don't, then it's shaming. The most difficult issue that keeps us stuck is numbness or the avoidance of the real issue. But we didn't talk very much about that. We'll talk about some more in the next segment.
Okay. Okay.
And the most common energies that keep us stuck emotionally is the need to be perfect, fears of the unknown, and guilt.
Meaning I don't deserve.
Yes, I don't deserve. I'm unworthy.
Okay. With that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about ways to make strategies and techniques work together with the ecosystem approach for the best outcome. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
The This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about being stuck and why combining actions and strategies and techniques with clearing is the best option. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, you said using strategies and techniques doesn't work. So now you're saying that to combine them? Come on. Help me out here.
You sound like my teenage daughter. Anyways, when she was a teenager, she would ask
you
me.
You said one thing, and yes, now you're exactly. saying this. Yes, I know.
When you, we know that at the end of being stuck, you have to take action, and strategies and techniques help you with the best actions to take. Let me give an example.
Okay.
We get this all the time. People don't deal with their feelings. Don't deal with their feelings by clearing. They don't acknowledge their feelings. They don't clear away the negative feelings so they have more clarity. What happens is these feelings build up. Mm-hmm. They're numb to them, mm-hmm. and then they explode. So I think that was the genesis of that song, Take This Job and Shove It. I love that song. Anyways, Take This Job. So you have these bad feelings about your boss, about your job. They build up and they build up. You're numb to them. You know something's wrong, but you don't know quite what it is. You're numb to them. And then bam, you walk into your boss's office and some form of, hey, boss, take this job and shove it.
Okay.
So all of a sudden you've quit. Maybe you don't get unemployment.
Well, wait a minute. Now what am I going to do?
You probably won't get a good reference. You know,
probably not.
And you probably didn't put away the savings that you wanted to give you the chance to find another job. That's what happens when you do the strategies and techniques or when you let the emotions build up. But when you combine the two, okay. here's the best way to do this. If you were to start, okay, you start clearing this dissatisfaction that you have with your job. You start clearing the anger toward your boss, the resentment toward your boss. You get some clarity. So you say, okay, my clarity is I got to get the heck out of here. What do you do? Okay, well, I'm going to send out some resumes. I'm going to update my resume.
Or I'm going to update my resume starting.
I'm going to get some savings put together.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm going to search out the best divorce lawyer or
exactly.
Or a human resources lawyer, something to that effect.
You know, how we've had so many people who've gotten so angry at their spouse. They packed up and moved out. And then they go to a lawyer and the lawyer says, well, because you moved out, then
yeah, you get Zippo,
or you have a harder time with custody, or
right,
you know, all
right,
those things.
Right.
Strategies, techniques can be very helpful, but clear your emotions first.
Okay, so there's two things here.
Okay,
we talked about at the end the numbness and the avoidance of the real issues.
Yes, people love to avoid the real issues.
Okay.
It's compulsive, actually.
It is. I will agree with you. And then, but I also want to talk about, before we, you know, finish this segment, the need to be perfect, the fears of the unknown, and the guilt. So put it all together for me, Jason.
Those things are the basic emotions that usually keep us stuck. Fear of the unknown. Well,
mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to leave because what am I going to do? How am I going to deal with my life? Where am I going to go?
What if I get a different job?
Exactly.
What if I finish this project and they don't like it? What if I finish this project and they do like it? Then what? I mean, it's all unknown.
It is unknown.
That
Absolutely.
Fear is huge for many of us. The guilt and shame of being unworthy.
Right.
You know, if I finish this, will it be good enough? If right. I finish it, will I be judged and criticized? Chances are, even if you did a bang up job on your on your project, then you're still going to be criticized. Even if you go before the board of directors and say, you know, with your best PowerPoint presentation, and it's, you know, you may have eight of those. Board of directors may say, oh, it was a great job, did great, blah,
but
blah, blah.
But then there's going to be that one.
Those two. And, okay. and or, yeah, well, I just want to do my math. Hey, you're supposed to be the math wizard. I said 10 and then 8. Anyways.
I didn't hear 10. Huh. 9, 10. Okay, 10. Anyway, those two.
Anyways, we get so hurt.
Wait a minute. I want to bring up something. I've cleared the shame around the math thing. If somebody had said something like that to me before, I would have been so ashamed at not catching the 10.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm just laughing it off now. Oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter. So. No need to be perfect here.
When we're in this programming culture, the need to be perfect is that we're lined up and we're compared to people that are completely different from us.
Right.
And they say, okay, who can take this programming the best? Who, you know,
yeah.
And those people we're taught to believe, whether it's said implicit in the way it's ranked. In other words, if you're an A student, you think that you've done better. There's something implied that says you're better than the C student, when the truth is you're better at programming in this particular way for this particular thing.
Right.
But programming is like that. It's very, very, very shaming, and it creates a competitive environment which can be very toxic.
Well, and
that's why we use the term ecosystem, because we can talk about what's toxic to a person's ecosystem. And competition is very toxic.
Well, and when I think of the ecosystem, just in my own mind, I think of ebb and flow.
Yes.
Ebb and flow. And no matter what, we're all so different that sometimes some people, the ebb and flow, they can't deal with it at all, and they have to just stand still. And other people see it as a form of a rhythm and music to them.
Yes.
Very interesting.
If we would take those 10 first graders in the beginning and instead of trying to program into a certain mold, just tried to uncover who they were and started to clear the negative feelings and see that some had strengths here and strengths there, you know, it would be, we would have a different world.
We would.
And that's the ecosystem approach. But what we're asking you, I just want to reach out through the radio and offer you our hand and say, hey, come on, try the ecosystem approach, because you deserve not to be shamed, not to feel that you're not good enough, and not to be stuck the way you are, but to have a better life.
Okay, I like that part a lot. So anything else we want to say before we talk about points?
We were talking so much, we got lost. We don't know what we're talking about anymore. So just
wait. Never mind. I won't do
perfect
it.
Perfect honesty. Here are the key points.
All right.
Let me get back to this one thing. That the most important takeaway from this is that we've been doing our soul purpose for a long time. Patricia and I have been doing it, and it's very, very satisfying. And frankly, things have worked out really well for us. But we get stuck all the time.
Yes.
And we believe that it should be smooth and easy. That there's a misbelief out there about that, because as intuitives, we see that that doesn't happen with anybody.
Well, because that's not real life.
When you start to do your soul purpose, negative energy finds you. It's like a magnet.
Yes.
And starts to trip you up and puts roadblocks here and there. So we want to tell everybody that's doing your purpose, doing your soul purpose. If it's not smooth, way to go. If you're stuck,
that's okay.
Way to go. Keep going.
Just keep clearing it.
That's right.
Just keep clearing it.
So key points.
Thank you.
Combining the ecosystem approach with strategies and techniques is always the best approach to becoming unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
And forcing yourself first to act without changing the energy creates sabotage. And being stuck is an indicator of forward movement and progress.
Okay.
So we're going to take just a minute to talk about how to clear, and then next segment we're going to do some clearing for being stuck.
So let me start with this. Jason, how do you clear?
You don't have to assume any sort of posture, just with your imagination. As we say, and to eliminate, gather up that negative emotions that we talk about in your mind's eye and blow them out into a trash can. You put that trash can in your imagination wherever you want. We'll take care of the trash can. We'll own the trash can and empty it. And just blow it out gently. You don't have to make a big breath. A big breath doesn't help anymore. And remove that negative energy.
And we'll go on to the next. With that said, to activate life force, which is the most powerful energy we have available to us, is reverse the process. As you inhale, take into your heart that life force energy. We see it as clear, pure light. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some clearing and energy work to help you with being stuck. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we've been talking about being stuck and overcoming that stuck energy that is in your way. So, Jason, let's get started on some clearing. What do you say?
We're going to do some clearing so that when we say clearing, it's basically energy work, and we're removing negative energies that are specifically about being stuck.
Okay.
So you can listen to this over and over again if you'd like. We hope you do. And then, of course, sign up for our newsletter, where we have some more written down that you can that should help you. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions around the energy that is keeping me stuck.
Take a breath. Blow it out.
Blow it into that trash can. all the fears that I have around the energies that are keeping me stuck, the fear of the unknown. Take a breath.
How about the fear of doing it wrong? Take another breath.
The fear of being, and to eliminate the fear of being judged, criticized.
And imperfect.
And imperfect, yes. Take a breath. And to eliminate my fear of criticism, my fear of my boss's criticism, my fear of my spouse's criticism, and anybody else who's close to me. Take a breath.
Oh, I've got one. How about, and to eliminate my fear of my own criticism. Take a breath from your toes, everybody. And blow it out.
We've seen so many people who have this awful self-talk.
Oh.
They're very nice people, but when you can look at the energy attached to them and see how they're talking to themselves,
yes,
wowza.
Yeah,
you know, it's
exactly.
It's awful.
And it's not a good thing.
Yes.
So
yeah, wowza, it means not a good thing.
And to eliminate the numbness I have around the energies that are keeping me stuck. And by the way, that would be that chatter as well. Take
yes.
a breath.
And to eliminate the distractions connected to the numbness that keep me from going someplace else, seeing the problem and framing it in some different way than the way it really is. Take a breath.
Here's a big one. And to eliminate the fears and the worries and the anxieties around moving forward. And that means removing those negative energies. Take a breath. Easy on yourself here. And to eliminate the fear of my own judgment, my judgment of myself and my judgment of others. Take a breath.
The shame I feel when I'm stuck that says I did something wrong, that if I act, I'll be exposed, that it will be awful for me, that I'll be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
I'm going to add one to that. And that one is, and to eliminate the anger that keeps me stuck in letting go of being stuck. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my need to focus on the wrong things that keep me from moving forward. My compulsive need to focus on the wrong things that keep me from moving forward. Take a breath. And to eliminate any guilt or shame I have because I've distracted myself from the true issues. Take a breath. We all do it, so you don't have to feel guilty about it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my neediness to be perfect and my neediness to hide the guilt, the shame, and the numbness about being imperfect. Take a breath. I.e. the math issue for me. So, and to eliminate the shame I carry that says I'm not good enough to deserve what it is I want. Take a breath.
So should we activate life force? Here we go. And to activate life force so I can have the strength, the courage to remove the negative energies blocking me.
Take a breath.
Have it coming into your heart.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to feel and know I deserve the best in life. Take a nice breath.
And to activate life force so that I can have the courage. So I can clear my fears and move forward. Take a breath. Takes a lot of courage.
Yes, it does.
To become unstuck.
It truly does. And to activate life force so I can trust that I'll be okay without being perfect. And by the way, nobody is perfect. So take a breath. and to activate life force so I can be calm and realize that I can be healthy and happy and have laughter and fun while removing negative energies from myself and my life, starting right now, today. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that everything's going to be okay for me.
Yeah.
So I can trust that whatever happens when I become unstuck, I can handle and deal with. Take a breath.
So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week is going to be one of our most important shows ever. Now, I don't know how to phrase it so it sounds attractive. We're going to take a deep dive into programming.
This isn't lipstick on a pig, right?
No, this is the real stuff. This is the most profound show that we'll do. And it's truly about programming and how it affects you. Now, it's just going to be a two-part series because the first one's going to be about programming. And the second show after that is going to be about the ecosystem approach. And so you can see how we are programmed in our culture. And it's the frame. And the reason we don't see it as a problem because it's the frame. It's not the actual issue itself.
And the clearings for that are going to be profound for each and every one of us.
Yes.
By all means.
So mark your calendar. Be sure to tune in. Or if you can't tune in, listen to the thing afterwards.
Okay. And then I like the one that we're going to do even after that. And that in 3 weeks, that show is going to be called The Uglies. And it's going to be, to me, this is one of the most important things that
We're going to switch places. I'm going to be asking the questions. I'm going to do the Vanna White stuff, and she's going to be the center point. But that's a three-week teaser. That's a long teaser.
But it was a good one. It was a good one. You have to listen to all the shows coming up to it so you can understand it. It'll be really, really good. So if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, we've had a lot of clients say that they go back and go to the recordings and they download them to their phones.
Yes.
And they listen to them over and over again, especially the clearing parts.
They love it. Absolutely. So while you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter, which we talked about, to get the backstory of Living Lighter. You might not like it, but, you know, there's still the newsletter.
We found a special photo to illustrate being stuck. So okay. You'll have to see that.
All right. And so we'd love to hear your comments. So send us a note on our email address, jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week, Monday, at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
We're wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Bye, everyone. See you next week. Hear you next week. Hear us next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.